What up, though? This is Brandy, also known as Free Pretty Girls, and y'all are tuning to Cross Talk.
It's your girl, Sunny Smith Williams, better known as Sunny Money Queens, and y'all are tapped into Cross Talk, where we provide the wave. We don't ride it.
Everybody, welcome to Cloth Talk Radio, and I am Sunny Money Queens. And what's up? Where you at, Brand? Brand, where you at? Okay, my sis must not be on yet. Brand, get your shit. There you go. Brand,
can you hear me?
Yes, there we go. Okay. I was about to say, where's my sis at?
I'm right here, girl. This is Brandy, also known as Free Pretty Girls, and you're tuning to Cloth Talk. We're so excited
for
launch day.
Oh, yeah, girl. So it's been a long time coming. How long we been planning to do this show?
Girl, we've been planning to do this for a minute, but it was you. It was you. I got to say it was you that put it all together and put the battery behind my back because, you know, I'm a procrastinator when it comes to certain stuff. So big shout out to my sister, Sunny. For getting us on track.
Lord. Listen, we were supposed to been do something anyway, and it was time that, you know, we have our regular conversations, but people don't know, like, how we really organically just kind of flow together like water, and we be having our real cloth talk conversations. So we figured, you know, why not have y'all tap into a little bit of what we be having, you know, our little conversations and shit. But
basically,
let's have like a real conversation, though. No, seriously, a real conversation. How are you doing? Because my motherfucking sister just beat COVID. I don't know if y'all knew about that, but let put the motherfucking sister beat COVID.
Oh my God! Listen, after my son, girl, after my son DeBron's 316 party, I swear my whole family tested positive for COVID. It was like about 20 of us, family and friends, that tested positive. And my son, you know, he's an athlete, so his symptoms was pretty mild, and mine were too, but it's like I had like the after effects of it, exhaustion, fatigue. I lost 13 pounds. I couldn't eat nothing for 2 weeks. You know, today is the first day that I'm actually feeling like myself again. I had went and got an IV drip about 2 days ago, and that kind of brought me back to life. But today is really the first day that I'm really starting to feel like myself and actually really been able to eat some food. And you know I'm greedy.
Yes, girl. So wait a minute. You mean to tell me, see, COVID affected me differently. You know, I was out for 60 days. Should I still,
I know,
I'm fighting underlying health issues from that shit now. People got to be careful, though. But let me ask you, when you first got it, did you, like, kind of know? Or did you just think it was, like, a flu, like how I did? I was like, oh, I got the flu.
I thought it was like you. Remember how you thought you was just still under the weather?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was still under the weather because my son's party was on a Saturday. I don't know if I got it from there or whatever, but that Sunday I had, like, a sore throat. So I had, like, a sore throat. I was feeling a little under the weather. But I don't know. It's like something told me to go get tested. I don't know if it was, like, my little intuition or whatever. But when I went and got tested, I was positive. And then after I tested positive, my sisters went and got tested, and the rest of my family members and friends, and all of us came back positive. So we're really getting off of quarantine maybe, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, nah, that shit is the devil. That COVID right there.
No, it's the devil.
Salute to all my people that have fought it and got through it. And RIP to those that didn't make it. I lost a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in, I'm not in, but my office is in South Jamaica, Queens. That was the nucleus of the shit when it started in New York City. I had more people that I grew up in Southside than anything. Like, real talk, mad people I knew had it and died, and it was just like, damn, we too young for this shit. And, it's just unfortunate.
I just want everybody, you know, I got real comfortable, I'm not going to lie. You know, I live in Georgia, so down here we kind of got off restrictions first before everybody. So we really got off the lockdown thing early. You know, they took away the mask mandate. And I wore my mask, but, you know, you get a little lax going to places, you don't have your mask on. But now that I've caught it, and how I know how it make me feel. Y'all just be careful out there, man. Take precautions. Mask up. Wash your hands. And if you can, just stay in for a while till this die down, because it seemed like it spread like wildfire.
Listen, I just was reading something in Cloth Talk Conversations, how it's spreading more than it's ever spread before since the pandemic started. Like, it literally shows you a map of 488,000. And that's the thing. Some of us, like myself, I have some underlying health issues because of the COVID I caught in November. So I get scared when my family go around other people because their loved ones might have COVID, and it might jump on them, and then they'll come back and it'll bring it back to me. So I'm not even sociable with people. I'd be like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to go anywhere. So, like, how is it that y'all are dealing with it? Because I know DeBron plays football. So it's kind of hard.
Yeah. It is. And it's crazy because even out where we live at, where he goes to school, they haven't had any, like, game. They didn't have any game cancellations this season or anything, and they didn't really have anybody with COVID. So it's like it's so hard to pinpoint where you get it from because this new variant is so contagious. You know, so it's like with me, I kind of like try to keep the traffic down in and out of my house. But after I had COVID, I really don't want nobody over my house right now.
Because I've known
people who got it twice.
Yo, my husband had that shit in January of 2020, and he had it in December of 2020. November. He had it twice in 1 year. So, again, that's why I'd be so skeptical. I'd be like, wait a minute, where you going? It don't be like I'd be policing my nigga, even though I police my nigga a little bit. I don't give a fuck. But I'd be saying to him, like, yo, be careful because those people might not be clean like you. And then you'll come home and bring that shit to me,
and I'm
the one with the help. Right? I can't take it. United States today reached 488,000 COVID-19 cases in 1 day, breaking the daily record since the beginning of the pandemic. I don't want to be around nobody. We club talking in the safe space right now. Because people been asking us, you know, y'all going to do visuals? Yeah, we going to do visuals, but we need the club talk in the safe space right now, you know? Motherfuckers don't want to be going through none of that. We all good money over here, you feel me?
Good money over here. Even with the holidays coming up. Even with the holidays, like the New Year's is coming up, you know, everybody's, you going out? No, I'm going to keep my ass in the crib. I'm going to bring the New Year in with the people I love, my family, cook me some food and just relax. I can't take my chances out there no more. Because I'm telling you, that shit knocked me down. Like,
I've never seen you like that before. Mm-mm.
Hell no, I was in my bed for 2 weeks straight. You know, I like to get around. I'm ADHD a little bit. I can't sit still. This shit had me sitting still for about 2 weeks.
Exactly. 2 weeks. Exactly. So, you know, for you people out there that's out there in the street, out there running around and about, yo, use your hand sanitizer. Keep yourself masked up. Limit your connectivity with certain people. And if you know that you're going to be around somebody that might have had a family member that was sick with COVID in the last 14 days, try to stay away from them too. Because, again, it'll jump. It's so real. It'll jump on you. You'll be the carrier for the variant and bring it back home, and you won't get sick, but everybody in the house will. And that's just not cool, especially what was going on right now. There's no EMT workers out where I'm at. See, you out there. They're not doing what they're doing. They're doing us dirty out here in NY. And I'm in the suburb, and they're still doing us dirty. Listen, the EMT workers, if you're not vaccinated in the state of New York, if you're not vaccinated in the five boroughs of New York, they have stopped you from going into restaurants. They have stopped you from going into certain places. New York is, like I said, the nucleus, the melting pot. If you ain't got your vaccine situation right, or if you don't have an exemption. Like me, I have an exemption. You could either be Israelite, Native American, whatever it is, that's going to be only for but so little time, sis. You know, they'll have something later on saying that that's not going to work neither. But until the time is you know, coming around, that's what I'm telling them. Listen, I'm Native American. I'm not using it. I'm not putting it in. I can get you something, a pass from the reservation. I'm not doing it right now. And that'll
and
just
that
buy me
your
something
choice.
A little bit.
Yeah, buy you a little bit of time. I know the vaccination talk is like it's like a forbidden topic because everybody has their own stance on if you should get vaccinated or if you shouldn't. my opinion on the whole situation, I feel it should be a personal choice. You know, something that you make a decision based on, you know, how you feel, your beliefs, you know, and what you stand on. You know what I'm saying? But I have a girlfriend, one of my good best friends, she's fully vaccinated, and she was sick with COVID the same time I was, and she actually was sicker than me.
Yeah, see, come on. This is crazy. I'm sorry, y'all. This is not,
It's just scary. We just in some scary times right now, you know, and just speaking on 2021, let's, you know, how would you describe your year of 2021 from the beginning up until today, up to this point today? How would you feel your 2021 went? And how would you look, what do you look to change for 2022?
That's a great question. You talking about new beginning shit. Girl, 2021 has been like, I feel like it was 2020 all over again. I swear. It just felt like a continuing year. Like, I really feel like 2022 is actually really 2021, like the new year. I feel like 2020 was like 24 months because it was too much pandemic talk. It was too much COVID talk. It was too much health scares. It was too much, I got to stay in the house. What I will say is I've learned to love, I've always loved my family, but I've loved to enjoy just the little things, just the small things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Christian being home from
most
school.
Most definitely.
Right, Christian being home from school, interacting with more activities. We've always done some family games. We've done more stuff. I'll express this year as family-oriented, getting to know yourself and tapping back into family. Like, we just started eating at the family table again. We weren't doing that.
That's
good. We watching a movie. Yep. We're all back at the family table. It's just a little small thing. So for me, it was family, and I believe that was because of illness. So, you know, I've been secretly battling with some things that we're not going to really discuss on
we're not going to talk about that.
So we ain't going business talk, too. We ain't going to talk all of that.
Right.
But just some shit that I've been going with behind the scenes. But it's just also been a eye-opener. Like, damn, you don't know. Life is long, but your life expectancy can be short. So for me,
and you know what?
It's the truth, right? It's the truth. When you think about it, you're like, oh, life is short. No, life is long. Life is really long. Life expectancy is short. So you have to be very accountable of your health and everything else. So for me, I would say, family over everything. FOE.
I have to agree.
Family over everything.
And I agree with you for that. For me, as you know, you my sister, so you know I've been going through a lot of things personally. 2021
Correct.
Was actually one of the worst years of my life. You know, I lost my mom February 12th, 2021. You know, that was just a devastating experience. It was unexpected. You know, it was an unexpected thing. Death for my mom. And It 2021, with the loss of my mom, just put so many things into perspective for me. It made me realize that, I mean, you could be here 1 minute and go on the next. You know, you just don't never know how long that you have here or how long the time that God gives you a lot of here on this earth, you know. So I've actually kind of focused more on my family. You know, with my sisters, my mom's death, we was always a close family, but I think it brought us a little closer together, even with the kids. You know, my mom raised my son when I was incarcerated for them almost 8 years. So not only did I lose my mom, it's like he lost a mom too. So for me, my grieving process has been like, it's just been an uphill battle, you know, because I'm so worried about him and the things he's going through. And my son is the type of person that holds stuff in. If it's stuff that bothers him, he doesn't like to speak about it. And I'm the type of mom that I don't like to try to push him to speak on things that he's not comfortable talking about at the moment. So my whole goal for 2020, I mean, it's just to live life to the fullest, man, and just get as much out of life as I can. You know, I want to be there for my son. I want to spend more time with my family. I want to do more family trips because at the end of the day, I think a lot of people get so caught up in this worldly stuff, and you don't really realize the significance and the importance of family. Because at the end of the day, when you go through things in life, when it's no one to turn to, you always got your family. So I think people need to be more aware and more appreciative of the family and the support system that they have, because when you need a shoulder to lean on, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be your family, the ones that's going to stand with you and help you get through certain situations. So my whole goal for 2022, yeah, just to be more family-oriented. You know, like I said, do more family trips, spend more time with my family, and, you know, just be more appreciative of life. You know, life is, you know, time is priceless. You know, I don't care about the material stuff. You can have all the money in the world, but if something happened to you, you can't take that shit to the graveyard with you. When you dead, other people going to be spending that shit. Other people going to be wearing that shit. You know, but memories you always can have with you for a lifetime. That shit is irreplaceable. So I'm just, my 2022, I could say I'm focused on building memories with the people that I love.
Yeah, I like that. Building memories, because let me tell you something, the moments turn into memories when people are not around anymore. And when you reflect back at those pictures and those videos, it makes you feel a little bit more at ease. Just a little bit. It gives you more ease. Imagine back in the days, those that had to go through their mourning, losing their loved ones without any remembrance of them, nothing, no videos, no videos, no nothing, hardcore, cold turkey, I got to get over it. This time we're in an era where everything is digital and you have the ability to kind of reflect back and kind of, you know, look back. But yes, like I said, we gearing in the new year and we're discussing goals. We don't want to know the tea. We want to know the champagne. We want to know people's New Year's resolutions. Yep. We want to know about, this is a PSA. Anything toxic, anything causing me to have 26 different heartbeats in 1.2 seconds, anything causing stress, it's not going to get a callback. It's not going to get any reaction from me. It's going to get a block. It's going to get, you're not going to be able to, I'm going to be unlinkable. That's what it is about. In 2022, protect your peace.
Peace. Yes.
That's
protect
it.
Protect your peace. Your peace is so important, especially in these times, even through quarantine. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people had to do that alone. You know, and that's a hard thing when you locked up and you locked in and confined to a space and you can't go out when you want to or go do certain things which you want to. That can have a lot of stress on you mentally, you know. And like I said, when my mom passed away, it was during the pandemic time. You know what I'm saying? And I was battling depression as well from that, you know. And really, my son is really the thing that kept me going. It's like my son kept me going, you know. But at the end of the day, I just wish everybody would just focus more on being a better version of themselves. You know, nowadays I see, like, on social media, got the world so fucked up. Like, everything
Girl,
is always
media
a look.
Social media is the devil.
Yeah,
that shit
it's
got
a fucking
you.
Devil.
That shit got you listening to a sermon from a person that look like they are of the cloth, you know, of the spiritual cloth, and they be a whole demon.
Yes.
You got to be very careful of the messenger before the message. And, you know, again, social media can be used as a great tool. It's a great tool for you, but don't let that tool use you, and stop falling for whatever you see on social media, ladies and gentlemen.
Because a lot of
everything is not. Girl, we you know, like I said, this is cloth talk. You know, it's no holds barred. We let people know. It is what it is. Just be mindful of, you know, who you getting your message from, how you receive your message, and how you apply that message that you're receiving in your day-to-day life. It's okay to get a little game from people, but just don't apply all the game that they're giving you to your entire life and your you know, your circumference.
And don't
but
get
you
caught
said
up in what other people are doing. You know, people look at people, they're doing better than me, or because they have this and all that. A lot of times, them motherfuckers you see on there with all that bling and shit don't even got a fucking couch in their living room or a fucking bed.
A couch or a bed.
That's just the goal. You know, so
yeah, don't y'all get caught up in that social media shit.
Yeah, getting caught up in that social media.
Listeners, I see y'all listeners is coming in. Don't get caught up in that social media shit because that shit will have you depressed. And that's another thing, too. Shout out to, because, listen, I got a couple of my friends that are battling some mental health issues and they go through a lot and they deal with their day-to-day shit. Don't let social media make you go crazy. Don't do it. Log off. Disconnect. Reset. Don't let no one on social media get underneath your skin that much where it makes you feel like you can't be the best version of yourself. Relax.
Exactly.
Go work out, drink some water, go run on a treadmill, go enjoy nature. Because I was explaining to all my people today, I said two things that are the most important things in your life. The day you were born and the day you find out why you were born, which is your purpose.
Your purpose.
Tap into your purpose,
yep,
and focus more on that. You're not going to find your purpose scrolling on social media. You're not going to find it. You're not going to find
it
at all. But you said something important. You had said something about people being away and being isolated. You and I both have served some time. We served time where we was away from our families. There's been many instances where my son told me, can I come home with him? And I looked him dead in his face, and I couldn't even get up from the table. I was stuck. Like, did my son just ask me to come home for Thanksgiving, and there was nothing that I could do? Even though I don't celebrate the holiday, they do give you that day, and we was going to take that day for him to come up to see me. But he asked, can I come home? And I remember, I think that was my second or third visit, I'm not too sure, my second or third visit seeing him, and I was just like, I can't go. And, you know, people have to understand, when you are in a dark place, isolated by yourself, such as a place like prison, you have to put on your big drawers, as they would say, and you have to muster up that strength and get through that bed. And, you know, a lot of people know about the time, but they don't know about what the fuck it created. It can create a monster.
No.
It can create you
it
to
can.
Be... It can. Listen, it can create you to have a force field where you're blocking everything away, or it can create something where you can be a little bit more understanding and empathetic to how people are because of where they came from. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about being away, and tonight we have, like, a special guest calling in that's going to pretty much talk to us about her life and what's been going on in her life in the last 30 years. But I wanted to give some statistics. You think I could give some statistics first?
Yeah, I think you should enlighten them on the statistics first.
All right, let me see here. So, guys, you know, ooh, them hotlines is rolling, but when I tell you these hotlines is going crazy over here, I see all y'all. It's like 20 of y'all on here now, and there's some more on the other side. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for tapping in the floor talk. We really do. But for those that are coming in right now, I'm about to give you some statistics before we have our guests calling in the next 10 minutes. It was something that me and Brand have saw. It was the color of justice, racial and ethnic disparity in prisons. It was written by PhD Ashley Nellis, and they were basically discussing how black Americans are incarcerated in prisons across the country is nearly 5 times the rate of whites, Latinos, and they are likely to be incarcerated more than Latin and whites. The documentary findings were created on October 13, 2021. So on the report, it says, this report documents the rates of incarceration for whites, African Americans, and Latino individuals, providing racial and ethnic composition as well as the race of disparity for each state. Now, it goes into the states, and I'm not going to go into it, but we outnumber all of if not majority. What is this?
Yeah,
Latin
we do.
Individual across, we do, I'm looking at it 9-1. 7 states maintain a black and white disparity larger than 9-1. California, Connecticut, Iowa, Maine, Minnesota, New Jersey, and Wisconsin. And this is state and federal prisons combined together. All of it. So they said this is called the Sentencing Project. The Sentencing Project urges states to adopt forecasting estimates that will calculate the impact of proposed crime legislation on different populations in order to minimize or eliminate the racial dis- disparate impacts of certain laws and policies. Basically, what it's saying is mass incarceration. Mass incarceration, if you know anything about it, is basically our judicial system being broken. A nonviolent first-time offender could get up to life or get life sentences based on their color. Meanwhile, in many other ethnic groups, such as Caucasian and, such as Caucasian, their counterparts would get convicted of the same crime but would get less time. Also, the Biden crime bill. Yes, Biden crime bill. A lot of people used to say, oh, you know, we're going to vote. Again, we're not anti-anyone. What we are going to do is we're cloth talking, and we're going to make sure that you know about the facts. When everyone wanted to vote for Biden, me and Brand stood on the side, and we was looking at things because we had family members that were, including us, well, not myself, but her, was affected by the 94 crime bill. And the 94 crime bill is three strikes. The 94 crime bill is people like my cousins who had a felony and could not be a resident of New York City Housing Authority or any project or any housing authority in the world because you were considered to be a threat. Well, guess what? If I can't live in housing, then where am I going to go? Now I'm going to rob and steal. So it was like a wheel of just attacking our people. You're not giving us resources. And then let's say, for instance, you get caught with the drugs as a drug dealer. They could get caught with the drugs as a drug dealer, but now they'll say that they're using it, and now they'll get help. We would not.
They do. I've seen that a lot. Like, when I was incarcerated, I've seen a lot of girls come in, Caucasian women. They were coming in, and instead of, like, them getting – it would be, like, girls that were black would come in with the same charge, and the time difference would be so – it was, like, a large gap in the time difference. Like, the white girl that do the same crime, but what they want them to go into drug treatment, they'll give them – Right. 5 years and want them to do RDAP or something like that, to where if it was a black girl, she got a 10-year sentence instead of the 5. You know, so I've seen a lot of that as well. And even when it comes to resources, I live in Georgia, which is not a felon-friendly state. You know, I had a lot of homegirls. We came home. When they got home, they had got food stamp cards. They had free health insurance. It was programs that helped them get on their feet. In Georgia, no. I didn't qualify for food stamps. I didn't qualify for health benefits. Everything I did, I had to get it out the mud. I had to get it out the mud. Nothing was given to me. And it was a hustle in me, and I was so determined to do the right thing and be able to provide a normal life for my son. It kept me focused, and that's what kept me grinding, and that's what kept me grounded. But for other people, the system sets you up for failure to me. So if you're not strong and you're not ambitious and you don't have that drive and that determination, it's easy for you to go the other way. You know, and people need to realize that. Like, just because we're felons don't mean we're bad people. We did our time. And a lot of people try to come home to do the right thing. But when the odds are stacked against you, you're back against the wall. I see a lot of people go back the other way and end up catching another case and going back to prison again.
But that's because they don't listen. So just like how we got our transitional situation, you got yours getting ready to be set up and out there in your state, we're going to be offering those resources. We're going to make sure that they know financial literacy. We're going to be making sure that they get the mental health that they need, that the trauma. Come on, like, we had a bus program where literally we had to ride on the bus with, okay, so you know I had a couple of guys that did 30 years. They were afraid to walk around in the street in New York City. We had to do a bus program where we was just riding around in the subway so they can get some of that scare factor off them. And they weren't afraid of the people.
Mm-hmm.
They were afraid that they were going to recommit a crime again. So we had to shake them up and ride, right, hop on a train with them and tell them, listen, we're going to ride back and forth. Like, people don't realize you have to acclimate yourself back into society because it's difficult. Once you're jailing, you're jailing. And if you've been there for 20-plus years, you have a different mindset. Things that we might take for granted, things that we might think is so light of, they are heavy on it. Their principles are supercharged. You know what I'm saying? Like, what we might think as a little light joke, it won't work for them. But, you know, It is what it is, you know, but the whole point is making sure that when people are coming home from where we came from, that cloth we came from, that they are given the right resources. They're given the appropriate resources. And I mean emotionally, financially, spiritually, and everything else. It does.
It all plays a big part. It plays a big part because I've always believed in second chances and new beginnings. You know, I feel like everybody deserves a second chance in life. And like I said, the guest we have today that's coming on, she's like family to me. We grew up together. We went to school together. Our parents know each other. And her name is Mikhail West. You know, and her mother was sentenced to life plus 50 years for a nonviolent crime for her first time getting in trouble. And I just look at things like this, and I just see how much is enough. I mean, damn, she done did almost 30 years in prison. They still don't want to let this lady home. And I'm just trying to figure out what we can do or what resources we can utilize, you know, to help people like Mikhail West get a second chance so she can have a shot at a new beginning. You know, she has a daughter that she wants to be reunited with that's been waiting for years for her mother to come home, who's been fighting for her mother. You know, she's a big advocate for her mother. And today I just feel like she deserves to have that light shined on her to bring awareness so we can support each other. Just like, look at that guy that got sentenced to 110 years for that truck accident. He got like $4 or $5 million. He got $4 or $5 million signatures, man. And I just seen that they reduced his sentence, the governor, to 10 years in prison. He'll be eligible for parole in 5. So if people can come together for someone like that, you know, that got, we feel that got an unjust sentence, let's stand behind Mikhail West, man, and let's put the pen behind it and the power behind it and try to get her, you know, to try to get her home, too. So today
exactly.
We're going to talk to her daughter, Mikhail, you know, so we
yes,
can hear. Because Mikhail was in the same situation as our children. She's a
That's
child
right.
who had a parent behind the wall. You know, so I can relate to her on so many different levels. But she's going through the same thing that my son was going through, that your son was going through when they were gone.
Right.
So I just want people to, you know, to hear the perspective from a child who's been waiting almost 30 years for her mother to get home.
Absolutely. So without further ado, we're going to open up the line, and we're going to welcome you, our guest here. We're going to let you hear Ms. Mikhail West. And she's going to introduce herself and give a little background about what she does and what she currently does. And we're so proud of her. We're incredibly proud of her. And we just want her to continue to keep going while still providing us with all the information that we need to helping her mom come home. Hold on one moment. Let me bring her on. Okay. Are you on there, Ms. West? Mikhail, are you here?
Hi. Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone. Hi, Brandy.
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks
Welcome.
For coming on.
So can you give us a little, you know, just give everybody a little a summary of, you know, everything, you know, as far as what you do and what you're going through right now. We're trying to bring awareness to your mom's situation, try to get your mom, Mikhail, home.
Okay. Well, my name is Mikhail West. I'm born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. And my mom was sent to prison when I was 9 years old. She received 2 life sentences and 50 years for drug conspiracy case. And I've been advocating for her since I was a small girl up until now, trying to get her home. And I've even gone to the White House, and I just haven't had a lot of I haven't had the response that I need. So I wanted to come on the show today just to bring more attention to what's going on and see if there's any people that are willing to shed more light on this and to help her, because she's being left behind, and my mom deserves a second opportunity. I urge everybody listening to Google the Free Mikhail West Revolt. It's a 16-minute documentary that was put together by Sean Combs and myself and others, and the whole story is there. So where I am with it now, I'm just trying to continue to bring more awareness to it so that people are aware things can happen. Like, she has a change.org, and, you know, we have signatures. We need more. I just need it to be more viral because black women are disrespected in this country, and and forgotten. And I just need people to remember my mom and not forget about her, because she served entirely too much time already. And she deserves a second chance and another opportunity at life.
And, Mikhail, how old is your mom right now?
She don't like to speak on her age, but
okay.
She served 28 years.
She's been down 28 years. And I remember your mom left when I was a young child. I was young, and I'm 39. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's been way too long. It's just like now, it's like, when is enough enough? How much time is enough time? You know, 28 years is a long time. That's more than enough time. You know, and it's like, it's just too much time, especially for a nonviolent offense.
Yeah.
And see, what I know a lot of times with the government, like, I know they probably, see, one thing about, I know about Michelle is she stands on her truth, you know, and she want to stand on, have a good name. And the fans are trying to trick you up and make you plea out to something or offer you a plea to plea out to things like that. But then if you're innocent and you standing on your innocence, it's like they punish you for not taking the time that they want to give to make the case an open and shut case, which isn't fair either, you know? So we do need to come together and shed light on this, because this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, the sentence was just too harsh. And at this point, it's just time served. And it seems like everyone's aware of it, but more people need to be aware of these sentences, and the laws need to change. And there's a First Step Act that's coming about that didn't really help my mom. And we just need to continue to work on the laws, because that's what, where the real issue lies. This whole system needs to be revamped.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It does. A lot of these laws and these mandatory minimums are like old school drug laws from the Clinton administration. Like I said, when we were speaking about Biden, it's like all those people were getting all that time for crack. I was locked up. My prison mother, actually, she had 30 years for a crack charge, and she was finally able to come home after doing 17 and a half years when they changed the crack law. But it's like, a crack, like a lot of people have addiction, but crack 30 years for a rock, a couple rocks is just ridiculous. It's like your mother got more time than a murderer.
Yeah, well, the violence in her case, that person didn't serve any time. The violent person in her case.
Wait a minute. The violent person on her case didn't serve any time at all?
No. He received immunity. He received immunity for testifying against her.
And unbelievable. Yeah, they definitely. Yeah, we're definitely going to. You can definitely bet that Brand and myself will be raising more awareness on this situation. We've always posted up your mom on the page, but we posted it with the glimpse of posting many other, like Sandra Rucka. We had a couple, and again, you know, we've been incarcerated ourselves, so we've always been like the voice for the voiceless. But this is a little bit personal. Brand said you and her have grown up together, and you have gotten an incredible bond as children. So you have our word, because this is Cloth Talk Radio. This is what we do. You have our word. We will do what we can do. If you have the signature website, if you want us to collaborate with different organizations, we'll do just that. This will be something that we will definitely make a priority for our 2022 and moving forward, because, again, it's about new beginnings. Everyone deserves a shot. If a murderer can get less time, and you're telling me that Queen Michelle can't come home, or, you know, and I'm seeing everyone, certain people are getting pardoned. I want to know I'm trying to figure out for the life of me, Trump administration, I understand that the First Act was created, but did her paperwork get overlooked with the Trump administration? She had to be one of the top piles. I saw until Alice comes home, I'm just not understanding it, and it's becoming very frustrating to me.
Yeah, the same. You know, I've been frustrated since the Obama administration because I was had a formal invite to the White House to discuss everything regarding my mom. He left office and didn't said nothing. You know, so I don't need people to look at it as a joke. Like, this is really serious business. My mom is literally serving two life sentences in 50 years. Like, we can't be silent about that. Yeah, we can't be silent. Like, we have to, like, that's y'all mom and y'all sister too, you know? This is ridiculous.
It was us. It was us. And I didn't have a life sentence, but that was me. And it's just that's just a blessing that she has a daughter like you that's still out here advocating, because people don't understand the trickle-down effects that this judicial system has on families, especially minority families. You've been without your mom since you was 9 years old.
Right.
And I'm not going to give up on her either.
And we not neither. And it's like you turned out to be, you're successful in your career, celebrity stylish. You've been on the right path, but it's a lot of kids like you that went the other way.
That's
because
right.
They didn't have a mother in their home, but you chose to go the right way.
We commend you
and
for that.
And that's what's been important for me, too. I want people, like girls, men, whomever, I want them to know, like, just because these situations occur and happen, it doesn't mean that you can't still live your dreams and pursue your dreams. I set out with a goal to be a celebrity stylist, and I did it. You know, my dream was to always work for Sean Combs, and not only did I work for him, but he also put together a major tool that helps me explain my mom's story. So
yeah, it's a really good documentary, you guys, too.
Yeah, tell everybody where to see that documentary. I was just looking at it myself. It looks really awesome. Shout out to Diddy and Revolt for that. Tell them where to find that at.
It's on YouTube, and you can just search Free Michelle West Revolt, and that's R-E-V-O-L-T. And Free Michelle West as one hashtag. And it's about 16 minutes, and it explains from start to finish where we are with this story.
And what about the change.org, where they can sign,
right, that's what
they can use their signature as well?
Change.org, that's also, you can search that, Free Michelle West, change.org, and add your signature.
Okay, very good. How many more signatures do we need? Are we far from where our goal needs to be? Because, again, no, me and Brand really going to step in on this. Like, what do we
need? We need everybody to sign.
We
need this thing to get past the millions. We need to make more noise so people are aware and power, because that's the only way she can come home, is if people are aware of this and they say that they need to stop and change. The same way, like
just
the
like
man
they
you mentioned
behind
that
the side.
Driving
yep,
that
I was
truck.
About to say the same thing. Just like that man and everybody rallied behind that got that time, and that judge took.
And I see
got
they got his
he
time.
He took 100 years to 10 years, and 5 years he can go up for parole.
Yeah,
now, come
yeah,
on,
because
it's
about
much
numbers.
It's about numbers and people making noise. But if we sit quiet and leave people for dead, then nothing gonna happen.
That's right.
We got
to
make more
one another. We
that's
do.
Right.
We have to
so
stick with each other and stand by one another.
We got to stick by one another, and I'm going to actually have our team updated and put that on the website, along with we're going to start putting it in our Insta story. We have, we have a good platform between the two of us, between the Cloth Talk and our personal pages and our Facebook group, and we'll continue to put that up there along with the Revolt and anything else that we need to pretty much get it out there. We're definitely going to
do gonna
that.
We're going to put like a, we'll do the link. We're going to, actually what me and Sunny can do, because a lot of people follow us. So after the show, what we'll do is we're going to post the link to the documentary in our story. And we'll also post the link where all you got to do is click the link on our story, and it'll take you right to the change.org too, you guys. Let's go ahead and get all the signatures we can, man, to try to get Michelle home, because she really deserves a second chance at life.
Exactly. We'll do a public outcry as well. We'll do a public outcry with credentials and all different kind of stuff. Because, again, the more you share and you care about someone, the more they get a little nervous about it. But before we let Mikhail go, we want to ask you, what is it that you're doing now? What's going on in your life? And what influenced you to get in the lane that you're in now?
My influence with working in fashion stems from the situation with my mom. My mom introduced me to like fashion and things like that, so it became my outlet. So it's been a way of me kind of escaping like what I deal with, and emotionally and mentally, I kind of just go there and create. I like to create and make sure the rappers had a drip. So,
mm-hmm. Girl, I've seen you. You got them dripping, all right. I saw you.
Yeah,
you do good work. I said,
yes.
That's why I had to ask you. They don't know about you getting them drippy now.
She's handling her business, though. She handles her business. I have to give her that. She's very good at what she does.
Thank you. So I've been just focusing on freedom and active and advocating for my mom, freedom and fashion. That's the two things that go
freedom
hand in hand
fashion.
For me.
Freedom
yeah.
and fashion. Oh, you know what? You need to get you a T-shirt and put freedom and fashion, baby. I would wear it. I would definitely wear
okay.
it. That speak
too.
That into 2022 in existence, freedom and fashion. That's all I'm focusing on. Anything else y'all can miss me with if it ain't about freedom and fashion. I like that.
Yeah.
Now,
let
me just tell you something. Oh, let me tell you something real quick before you leave, Mikhail. I just got a text message, okay, from a dear friend, and he just texted me and said, Allah just touched my heart. I want to help this young lady. We're going to talk after the line over. You see what I'm saying? People are already making traction and want to see what they can do to help.
Exactly.
Tell them I appreciate that. We haven't even dropped the call yet.
Yep,
I appreciate
y'all
that.
Work.
Look at that.
But
that's
what
great.
I've, you know, been doing, and I just want to, I hope that I've inspired somebody that's in the same position as me to know that, you know, you keep pushing and keep going. You don't give up on your parents. God only give you one set of parents, and you're supposed to honor your parents. And so I'm going to always honor my mom.
And
you got to drop a bomb for that. That's like you only get one set.
You do.
That's it. That's right. That's right. Definitely.
And no matter how, and then, you know what I appreciate, I mean, what I respect about it, and because I was separated from my son for a minute, you and your mom's relationship is still so close. Y'all still got that bond. After all these years, y'all still got that tight mother-daughter bond. And people don't understand. You, like, for me, my son helped me get through my time. And I know you helping your mama get through hers as well. So you keep doing what you're doing. We need more kids like you right there, right, for their parents like you have for your mom. Kel. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you. And thank you for calling in. And, again, we're going to speak to you behind the scenes so we can get everything set up from the change.org to that revolt clip. And we just want you to go into 2022 with knowing that you're going to have a team beside you. And, listen, we don't ride the way we provided. We're going to be here with you, sister, from now on and trying to help
thank
you with
you
this situation. We appreciate you for calling in. You have a blessed day.
You
okay.
too. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
That was just like
wow.
so
incredible
it's
story.
Like that, it is, and it's just so heartfelt because she's so passionate about it. Man, that girl deserves for her mom to be home. Like every parent
man.
Deserves, you know, to be with their children, man. And
absolutely.
every child deserves to have their parent in their life.
Everybody
did we have anybody else that wanted to chime in today?
Yeah,
we're going to
have, listen,
we're
going to open
queen.
Up the lines. We're going to open up the lines
okay,
in another 2 minutes. I know we had to do, we had the business, where we had the business.
Yeah,
going,
let's
so.
Shout out our girls to Queen's Boutique.
Listen,
okay,
yeah, yeah that's right.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Put that money
yes.
counter, put it on.
Yes, so we do have, a dear friend of me, I was locked up with her. Her name Alicia.
Yep.
It's still a twin. She has a sister as well. But I actually just purchased something from her boutique, actually, and I wore it on my son's 16th birthday. You know, we're going to support our sisters now, but
yes,
I actually wore a piece. Yes, I wore a piece in my son's sweet 16 party. So if anybody follow me, that black leather outfit I had on with the button up, with the leggings, it fit perfect. Material was good. And one thing I love about the Twins Boutique is their prices are affordable, but they have such good quality clothes. It's not no cheap shit. The prices are cheap, but the material is not cheap. It's very, very good quality, and I really appreciate that, because sometimes you be ordering shit from these girls off these Instagram or these fucking boutiques, and when you get that shit in the mail, that shit be paper thin, and the quality is very poor. But what I can say about the Twins Boutique, yes, the Twins Boutique, they have very high quality clothes, and their prices are very affordable, which I love.
You can find them at TwinTeakBoutique.com. Y'all can go on there. They're having a 50% sale right now, and they got a couple of items left over. I'm waiting for my piece with the corset and the front connected, which I'm excited to wear.
I seen that.
You can find them on Instagram. Yeah. That is fire. The whole thing is see-through, but that's our business segment for tonight as far as the Twinteaks. So shout-out to the twins. We appreciate y'all. And y'all business.
And the website.
And that quality.
Let me say, the website you can go to is going to be www.twinsteak, which is spelled TwinsTeaque, boutique.com. So go ahead and check our girls out.
Check out our girls. Now, listen, we opening up the hotlines right now, so everybody call in 319-527-6236. We want to know, what is your goals for the new year's? What are you trying to do? What's going on? Are you trying to leave some people behind? Are you trying to get next to some people? Are you trying to elevate yourself? Are you trying to evolve in a different way? Are you trying to relocate? Are you trying to start a new life? We get ready to open up these lines. We got 9 more minutes, so we want to hear from y'all. So come on and call in. I got a couple of people reaching out to me on social media, like, I'm trying to call in. Listen, I'm trying to see what your last 4 digits is, so I can know exactly who you are.
Right,
okay?
Who coming in?
So, girl, there's so many. I want to, I don't know. I want to know if I can come to hotline, last 4 digits, 6212. I want to come in and see. Can I come in? Can I talk?
Come on,
I'm going to pull them in. Last 4 digits, 6212. We can ready to pull you in. All right. Caller 6212. What's up? Who's this? Who's on the line? It's Brandon Sunny. What's good? Are you there? Call a 6212. Okay, maybe they're muted. Hold on. Maybe they're muted. Or maybe they are. Okay, here we go. Oh, no, they're not. They just listening in. Okay, so they're listening.
We don't want to listen.
Oh, they're listening. So some people calling in, some people are listening, so you know how that works. Let me see. I'm going to the last 4 digits. Let's see if you're going to come in. Caller 3068, that's your last 4 digits. Listen, sometimes they're like, wait a minute, I'm just listening in. I ain't calling in to have no conversation.
Come on.
Caller 3068, you on the line. What's going on? You here with Brandon, son. We want to know, what is your New Year's resolution?
To protect my peace.
I know
protect
right.
your peace. Hold up, we got to hold up. She said protect her peace. You better give it a more. Let me tell you something. Protecting your peace. And what are some of the steps you're doing to protect your peace, though?
I'm letting God order my steps and get rid of everybody. Like, I'm not doing it. He's doing it for me. So it's happening organically. I don't have to force nobody out. It's just happening.
It does. Let me
just
tell you something.
Moving it right out the way.
If they do move them out the way. You got to stay away from that negative energy. I realized that when I did that, it's like everything start happening for you. That's for you. You got to get rid of those negative people out of your life.
Absolutely. Brandy, this Jazz, he DM'd me last night and had me calling.
Hey. See, look at that. Thank you for checking in with us, man. We appreciate it. We definitely appreciate it. We're going
to
put you on hold for 1 second. So many of y'all calling in.
Hold on, but she did. Tell her how we met.
What'd you say?
Real quick before we go. Tell her how we met.
I was I was fighting a case back in 2018. I was facing 15 years, and I stumbled across her page on Instagram, and then everything started, like, unfolding with everything on TV, and I'm like, oh, shit, like, they so relatable, but, like, so humble and down to earth, and I just remember sitting in the car one day, and I just DM'd the page, and she actually responded, like,
Look at that.
She reached out to me last night, like, I ain't heard nothing since 2018. I guess her page that got hacked or whatever, but, yeah, God is good.
Yes, oh, yes. Wait a minute. You know what? Listen, 2018, remember, I spoke to you yesterday, I think. It was me. It's
okay,
Sunny that spoke to you. Get the hell out of here,
okay.
Right, because I didn't know, right, I didn't know what was going on with you, right, because the page got hacked. I'm like, what happened to you? Girl, you got good. You told me your shit got reduced to whatever it was, and you was facing up to that 15, I couldn't believe it. Look at
blessing.
You. Yes, so you
got
to protect your
beast.
You got to protect
beginning.
Your beast.
She got her second chance at her new beginning, girl.
Look at you. That's a new beginning.
Yes.
Ooh, you got that new beginning. Girl, because when they telling you about to face 15, you don't know how to feel. Numb.
Hell
no. They didn't give me that deal. I was supposed to turn myself in on that Monday. My attorney called me that Saturday. Like, at that point, it was just like, it's a done deal. It is what it is. Like, I stopped crying and everything, and I just remember getting a text from my attorney, and I just remember skimming through, and I read the terms, like, I'm taking that plea deal, because that shit don't
Hell
come
yeah.
off.
Nah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't
nah,
want
y'all.
Yeah.
A lot of money. Yeah. I was 10 toes. It cost me a lot of money, but it was worth it. Like, it was, you know, so.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
A blessing.
Man,
it's so good to hear that.
That's
you're
a blessing,
doing good
and that's
too.
a new beginning. But we want to wish you all the best. For new beginnings, and we hope that you're going to be on a, you know, checking in for our next show, and we appreciate you.
Absolutely. And
we
I
appreciate you.
Sign a petition to hear that story. Like, that's so sad. I'm going to constantly repost for awareness. Absolutely, because there's
so
a lot of stuff that's behind the scenes people don't know about. That's definitely a story that needs to be out there.
It shows you. We appreciate you supporting the movement too, because we got this Michelle West movement going on, y'all. Free Michelle West.
Free Michelle
no, for
West.
Real.
Exactly.
And there's so many other ones out there too that just it's crazy.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Is.
But
it
thanks
is.
For having me so y'all can take the next
No
call.
Problem. Stay on the line. We're not disconnecting. You can still listen. We're not going to disconnect.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, we got another caller on. Last four digits, 7836. 7836, tell us what your New Year's resolution is. What's your new goals for 2022? Tell us. Let us know. Callers be a little scared now. 7836, tell us what's going on. They're like, what?
Oh,
y'all quiet on the set.
They quiet
like,
on
no.
the set.
Why y'all so quiet? Come on. We don't bite. I'll put you back on mute. I'll leave you alone. Okay, I'm going to the next caller. Caller 6212, you back on. We just want to know what your New Year's resolution is. Take us out. Tell us what it is. Is your New Year's resolution the right to remain silent? Are y'all going to be quiet? Y'all scared?
Damn.
What's going on? Come on now. Talk to us. What's your New Year's resolution? Oh, they being quiet. I'm going to go to one last.
They ain't fucking with
it. Y'all scared. I'm going to go to another caller. Last four digits, 1477. Let's see if the king going to tell us what his New Year's resolution is. I want to hear some positive affirmations from this king. Let's see what he do. Caller 1477, can we hear what your New Year's resolution is for 2022?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Come on. Tell us
what's going on.
Listen, 90 seconds. What's going on?
We
can
got
tell us what your New Year's resolution is.
All right. My New Year's resolution is to not do anything that doesn't feel good. You know, things that feel good inside you. Your instincts let you know if something's right. And a lot of times we go against our instincts to either please people or to try to make things work or, you know, a lot of times we just do things. And how many times you do something you say, damn, I knew better.
You got to follow your gut. You got to follow your fucking intuition.
Right.
Because let me tell you, if I would have followed mine, my ass probably wouldn't have been locked the fuck up. Because the day I caught my God, something told me, don't go do that shit. Don't go meet that bitch. And then when I went to meet it, and then the police was there, I said, God damn. So I totally agree with you on that.
It just didn't feel right.
Nope.
And guess what, y'all? Guess what? Listen. Exactly, and guess what? In the new year, it's about leaving all of that negative shit and anything that doesn't make us feel good behind. We got 23 seconds, and we letting everybody know, have a healthy, prosperous new year, and stay out the way from anything that does not make you feel good. And we out.
Yep. All right. Peace out.
Peace.
What up, though? This is Brandy, also known as Free Pretty Girls, and y'all are tuned into Cross Talk.
It's your girl, Sunny Smith Williams, better known as Sunny Money Queens, and y'all are tapped into Cross Talk, where we provide the wave. We don't ride it.